Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Bellboys Podcast, episode 18. As always, I'm AJ.
I'm Aaron.
And today we have special guests.
What's up, guys? My name is Alvin. I'm one of Aaron's close homies and shit, but like, they invited me here out today, so here I am.
And fucking bitch-ass Nugget.
Yeah, fuck Ben.
Straight up.
But yeah, welcome back to the podcast. You know, just fucking shit up, whatever.
Nah, bro.
All right, fuck you.
Just fuck shit up.
Anyways, all right. So you and Aaron go way. Alvin and Aaron go way back. How did you guys meet? Basically.
So basically, we went to the same elementary school. It was like an all Christian Montessori type shit. But like, I mean, me and Aaron got to know each other through a level of just like, let's say, soccer, all the shit talk, obviously. But like, as time like passed by, we obviously got in closer. We had that competitive spirit, and then from there on, we just stayed connected, just like that.
Yo, I've never heard Alvin talk like this.
Hey, I'm just saying though, I fucked this shit up.
This is Alvin's interview voice.
Yeah. That's facts. I was thinking the same thing, bro.
Lucky. Gotta keep that shit proper and shit.
I know. Yeah. He's just like, what the fuck?
I mean, at the end of the day, like, I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having
that's
me.
That's good. Straight that's up. Good.
Yeah, he's hella professional right now.
Yeah.
We'll break him loose.
Just let me know.
Just give it a couple questions.
Alvin, when did you meet Ben?
I met this motherfucker, I want to say junior, senior of high school?
Yeah.
High school? We went to the same church.
Yeah.
Yeah, straight up. And then as soon as I met this motherfucker, let me tell you right now, he was on his phone playing Hearthstone. Not even blatant about it. This fucker had it wide open like this. He was showing it loud and proud.
It was dead ass.
And I remember looking at him. I'm just like, oh, so you rock like that?
Yeah, for all you guys who are simping over Ben, this motherfucker literally stares at his phone 24/7.
Dude, what do you mean, dude?
Bro, I literally walked in the room to you on your phone.
Yeah, literally today.
Like, tell me otherwise.
Nah, that's valid.
Exactly. That's
valid. Look at the fly.
The fly's on his mic.
That's how you know he's COVID.
No, straight up. I met Ben through all that, obviously, and I talked with him, gently got to know him. He's a chill-ass dude, but at the same time, like, obviously, like, I can't help but clown him.
Damn, you gotta say it like that, bro?
Nah, straight up. I mean, obviously, like, right now, like, we're close.
I love this man.
Vice versa.
Yeah. Did I meet you at YMCA? Probably, playing ball, like, hoop?
Yeah, so probably. I think me and you met.
I don't know how to speak.
But I feel like, okay, so like, the thing with, I've known of AJ because of Aaron, obviously. So like, there was a phase in time where, so I'm from Pasadena City College. So I had a time period where I was just like trying to find myself, just trying to have fun, like all the dorm people. So I would link up with Aaron and AJ and one of their other homies, and we would go to Cal Poly Pomona together. And then from there,
you're good.
I saw that.
You're good. But like from there on, we would link, and I think that's where I officially met you. And from there on, we were just like vibing, listening to music and shit. But like,
just getting drunk as fuck.
Exactly. We're just having the time of our lives.
Yeah.
And that's when AJ, you would die.
Yeah.
Like that's when I knew AJ was a cash king, straight up.
But he don't do that anymore, bro. Because you would die back then.
Because I was so depressed in community college.
Bro, imagine me. I went for 2 years.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's true.
Like, I remember motherfuckers would... Oh, I don't even want to think about it. Like, CC life, let me tell you, like, obviously you save money and everything. But it's just like, trust me, if you have an opt-out per se, take it. Because that thing made me, like, I questioned life just because of CC.
Like, come on, we had some good times.
No, we had some good times.
The only good times were like when we would see, like, what, Call Palo Pomona?
Yeah, well, we saw Arlo Grime.
We saw Arlo Grime shirts and Nashe. Shout out to her.
There was a party where both of you guys were knocked the fuck out. I've never seen Alvin, like, cashed, like, in my life. Like, he's always, like, down a rally and shit.
That's facts. But,
wow, this one night at Call Palo Pomona,
I was lights out.
Dude, this motherfucker, like, people are like talking. Usually, like, you know, when people are vibing and shit, Alvin's down to like vibe and like talk with everyone. But this guy was just like, fuck everyone. He's just on the couch like this. I was like, damn, this motherfucker drunk.
Straight up.
I didn't even see it because I already was.
Yeah, because you were out.
I remember that day because I looked at AJ. I bumped him a bit. I was just like, oh, we're on the same boat.
Yeah.
And then we dapped each other up and we commenced just fucking paper plastic bag over our ears. We're just done.
Yeah. AJ was on the grass, dude. We had to carry you.
No, honestly.
We had to carry you to somewhere and then you were like, where's my phone? Where's my head? And I just kept repeating, I have your fucking phone. I have your fucking hat. You're good, okay? And then you kept going, where's my phone? Where's my hat? I'm like, dude, oh my God, this is drunk ass.
I remember that.
That was like when we slept with like five dudes in Jean's bed.
Yeah. I remember that.
That honestly was bad.
There was a time where I was just like, fuck it, I'm just sleeping on the floor. Yeah. Honestly. Yeah.
That's good times. Y'all shave your pubes?
Wait, what? Y'all shave your pubes?
Okay. Honestly speaking about that, like deadass, if I know I'm not talking with anyone per se, like I won't give a fuck. I would just keep that shit like a full forest.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not shaving if I'm not shaving.
Yeah, straight up.
Yeah, I'm the same. I just it's a forest down there.
No, exactly. But like if I'm talking with someone, like things get heated and all that, like if it gets to that point, obviously I'm gonna just do it because of her, per se.
Yeah, me too.
Are you a trim or a shaver?
Trimmer.
Oh, you don't.
I feel like, no. Because I feel like if you're more towards like per se a trimmer opposed to like complete bush type shit, I feel like if you're a bush, I feel like, I mean, that's not bad at all, but like, I feel like they'll just see you as like an older person. Because if it's composed to like a straight up trim, I feel like
it's a little straight kiddish.
Up an adolescent.
I see what you're saying.
I'm lost.
So,
no, I see what you're saying. Because like, if you full shave, it's like as if you didn't have any pubes.
Exactly.
No, I full shave, dude.
I full shave too, but it's more of just like the comfort
aspect. Okay, yeah. I mean, I get but you're.
Never mind.
What? No. Say it.
Just say it.
Time to go in Portugal.
All right.
you don't need a full shave anytime soon, buddy.
Well, when I do go back.
Yeah, you got the money? Yeah, that's our function. next
I'm saving.
For the girl in Portugal?
Yeah.
All right.
I know Ben's bitch ass is a fucking, it's like a, like the Amazon forest down there.
It's not actually.
How do you know?
Because I've seen it. I didn't realize I would have to say that. Damn. I was trying to cover you. No, that was, I was trying to homie cover him up. Like, yo, you know what? No, you're fucking wrong. But I didn't realize that shit backfired. Because yes, I've seen his dick.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Of course.
Dude, no, I think if you're true homies, you've seen each other's dicks. Oh, that's just my take.
100%.
Wait, when did you see his dick? Because we've been trying.
You were gone. I forgot. You were probably off on a date with some random girl that wasn't going to give you the time of day. But oh, you know AJ.
Damn. I didn't know it was like that. When was
this? I haven't gone on a date since going here. Since living here.
I don't know. You were out somewhere.
Oh.
But then me and Ben were fucked up.
You fucking made a promise. I made a promise.
Ben made a promise.
I made a promise.
He was like, you know, I'll show you my dick. When we're both fucked up. And then the time came, we were both fucked up. Showed it to me. I showed him mine. And that was that.
I wasn't there?
You weren't there. You were...
Damn.
What do you sound so disappointed, was
this,
bro?
Was this for Academy when you went?
It was one of those nights.
It might have been.
Is it the night I went with y'all?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Yeah.
I was so fucked up. Ben was
I was fucked up too.
I know Ben was fucked up because he wouldn't have done that if he wasn't.
That's facts.
Let me tell you, every time I visit their crib, I always see Aaron pinning down Ben.
Like, dude, the thing this is, motherfucker would always have me pinned down with my legs spread, bro.
Okay, but the thing with that is we're homosexual.
Dude, yeah, bro. I don't fuck with that, bro.
I only what do you mean it? I don't fuck with that?
Yeah, I only do it because Ben's so against it. It's like bullying, you know?
Yeah, bro, like...
Dude, I made that promise because you had me pinned one night, and you're like, I'm gonna do it right now, bro. If you don't promise me.
I can't believe I missed this. I'm sad.
Well, I remember it was frame one right on your guys' couch. I saw Ben pin for his life and Aaron just like, hey, what if though? I just see Ben going, hey, come on, man.
No, there was a funnier time when I think it was just David and Eric maybe that were here. David for sure. I don't know about Eric, but Ben like threw me on the couch. And I was like, oh, fuck. And then Ben was on top of me and I was like, fuck, damn, this motherfucker really did that. So I flipped him over.
Oh, I think you
were there.
Yeah, I was.
And then I pinned him down. And I was like, yeah, bitch, what's up?
Know your place.
And then that's when he was like, ah, oh, shit, bro. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Hey, what the fuck? Let's go right now, bro.
You think that's funny?
Yeah, I thought it was kind of funny, dude.
I'll literally fuck you up, man.
I'll fucking do it. Don't test him. Don't test him.
Oh, fuck.
Anyways.
But yeah, it's not weird to see each other's dicks. It's
nah. Of course.
Nah, I think it's weird if it's like fucking out in the blue. If let's say we go to a fucking sauna.
Okay.
I think that's fucking normal.
I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, it's just like, if you guys are homie, obviously, as you said, you guys aren't homosexual per se. But it's like, come on, you gotta get to that level.
Yeah, Ben, the problem is your homophobic ass wouldn't go to a sauna with us.
Dude, I am not homophobic, bro. All
right.
Questionable.
Jury, do we buy it? Do we buy it?
Object.
Okay.
Fuck you.
Sustained.
Yep. Nope. We don't buy it, Ben. We don't buy it. All of y'all simping for Ben, he's homophobic. So there's that.
Damn.
You ain't gonna get any guys. In
Damn.
Defend yourself.
Dude, I don't want to see your guys' dicks, and I don't want to get pinned down. That's my argument.
Is that like a form of masculinity type stuff?
Yeah, or? You think you're macho type dude, top dog? Yeah, like, yo, man.
Let us know.
Actually, Alvin, I think he's on to something. Because that's why, you know, Ben, like, tries to lower his voice and shit when he talks.
he gets all submissive.
No, that's facts. That's facts. Like, Ben is very in tune with, like, the toxic masculinity.
Exactly. I've seen you in that state.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, Ben. He goes to the gym, tries to lift as much as he can, bro. Like, when he can't really fucking do it, like, it's just the funniest thing.
Maybe.
Yeah, Ben falls in line with the toxic masculinity.
Do I really?
A little bit.
I mean, dude. It seems like it.
I don't live with you, but I could see it.
The evidence is there.
Yeah.
It's a, I mean,
oh no, dude.
Yeah, bro, think about it. Think about it. You sound like a chatter. You're like, yo, bro, dicks, bro, that's so gay, bro.
I don't say
what
that,
the
dude.
Fuck, bro?
No.
Like, yo, you don't watch just lesbian porn? Like, what the fuck? You watch porn with dicks in it, bro? That's so gay, bro. What the fuck? That's what you sound like.
Bro, I just don't want to be touched.
Bro, I just don't want to be touched.
Has there ever came a point in your life where you genuinely thought you were asexual, though? I genuinely want to know.
Dude,
honestly, with all these motherfuckers, that's a good ass question.
With all these motherfuckers, I always think that now. Like, could it be possible? At the same time, I do like females.
But I feel, okay, obviously there's that, but I feel like you've never talked with one of us, per se. Like, we had an interest. You're always just like, nah, when time comes. Like, you've never made, like, that, like, sort of type of just, like, where you're like, I'm for it. Or you never chased.
That's fast.
Or maybe he's too shy. About that
stuff. I mean, I could see that too.
That could be a possibility.
Because, you know, you did have that conversation.
That don't mean shit.
But you denied it. You denied the conversation.
Damn. Are we talking about the Instagram?
Yeah. Oh. The Instagram conversation where you were like, oh, wait, it was
what happened? I don't know.
Okay, so, you know, he got a DM.
Okay.
He responded.
Oh.
And then we looked at it. We're like, oh, he responded. Okay. I don't know. You know, whatever. And then we scrolled up and there's like paragraphs.
Let me put in my two cents. Let me put in my 2 cents. We confronted Ben about it. He's like, we've been talking for like a week.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. More than a week.
Okay.
And then we're like, oh, a week? And then we start scrolling up. Bro, it's been a fucking month, bro. body paragraphs, MLA format, bro. Yeah. Okay, we're excited.
Let me say my piece. AJ was saying, like, you got to get some experience, bro. So, like, I fucking tried that shit.
Yeah, but you denied that you were trying to get experience because you said only a week. And we scrolled up. It's August now. And it was
like
June.
It felt like a week.
Okay. Pick one, okay?
Okay.
Would you rather be called stupid for not knowing the difference between a week and a month? Or would you rather be called a liar for saying that it was a month instead of a week?
You know, I just said the first thing that came to my head.
Okay, so pick one.
Yeah. I'd say a dumbass. Dude.
Okay, stupid. Okay. Yeah. Ben thinks one week is a month. I don't know.
It's fine, Ben. We're not like, we will roast you regardless of what you do.
But yeah,
like,
exactly. You could have said anything, we'll still roast you.
But it's like, you don't have to deny that, like, you talked for like a decent amount of time. It's fine. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. It's the end of the day.
Yeah, he's only saying that because he's talking to girl in Portugal.
Anyways, I mean, it's fine because I'm doing it, so it's fine to you for you to do it.
Just man up about it. Come on.
Yeah, who cares? Yeah,
no,
who
cares? I really don't know.
What you mean you don't know?
How long I've been talking to her? Or like none?
Time flies when you're having fun.
Exactly.
This is what David said.
That motherfucker. We're done with that.
No, we're not.
So do you genuinely like? So I think maybe it's just because you're shy. You're just more shy about it. It's fine. Care?
Might be.
I don't think. Do you think you're asexual though? I don't know. Do you? I don't think so.
But like at the same time, bro.
Have you ever per se looked it up personally, like the definition of what it is?
Yeah, I mean, I have.
Okay.
And like at a certain point, like it aligns with me.
Uh-huh. Tama, what the fuck is asexual? To be honest, I don't fully know.
Somebody who doesn't have a romantic interest or like sexual interest.
Yeah.
In any gender.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd say so though. Like.
You watch porn?
Yeah.
With like girls in it or guys in it?
Obviously. Or a little mix of both.
Yeah.
Which is normal.
Yeah, which is
normal. I mean, a guy on a girl.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you watch straight porn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you think you might be asexual?
Possibly.
Okay, dude. If you're watching straight porn,
no, but
I don't think you are.
No, I don't think you're asexual then. I think you're just,
I agree.
I think you're just, you know, a little shy.
If you were asexual, you'd be jerking it to like the wall.
No, but at the same time, I think that like people who have a strong enough drive, like they would go out of the way to fucking do this shit.
So you think like, you have a low sex drive?
Maybe.
No, he definitely doesn't. I know of a naked porn star came right now. Ben will fuck her.
Because okay. Who wouldn't? Frame one.
Yeah, who wouldn't, right?
Exactly.
Who wouldn't?
Yeah.
You know what I think it is? Let me be real. There's okay. Some real shit right now.
Okay. Okay.
It's lack of self-confidence.
Maybe. Yeah. Ben, do you not see all these girls saying how fucking attractive you are?
Dude, I'm not, though.
Nah.
You can't think that, though.
You can't think that. You have evidence that people find you attractive.
Exactly.
You can't be like, oh, you know, like, oh, like, I don't have a shot with this person. Like, fuck it. I don't, you know?
Dude.
Which is what everyone goes through. It's not like a normal thing, you know? But it's like, you got to get out of that mindset.
Not like, this is some shit I think I need to work on myself.
Yeah, but it'll only help you get more poon.
No, I mean, I don't give a fuck about the poon.
Yes,
I don't
you
think,
do.
I
yes, you don't. Do. Oh, shit, he's asexual then.
If you don't give him a shit
just about... Just debunked it! Yeah. We figured it out. He does not give a fuck about the poon. He's asexual.
I don't give a fuck about the poon that comes from fucking TikTok and all that shit.
Oh, sure, yeah, buddy. Then why are you responding to Gordon?
Because I appreciated their messages, bro.
Yeah, you appreciate them. Why are you talking to them for months?
Oh. Okay, one person I kind of connected with. One person I kind of connected with.
Okay.
Okay, so you actually admit you connected with someone.
Yeah, a little bit. Okay, like, we have, like, similar life experiences. That's pretty much it. Okay. But, like...
Damn, she's lazy too, fuck.
Damn.
It's hot in here. It's flames.
Oh, shit.
They have similar life experiences with Ben. Oh, shit, man. I don't know about it.
It's okay, Ben. It's fine to like not have self-confidence. Everyone goes through it.
I mean, the question is when you grow out of it. Like, be honest, when were you guys like lacking self-confidence when you were younger?
Yeah, that's like, a good question. Good question, Ben. Alvin, go first. We'll go this way.
So, when I was younger, like lacking self-confidence?
Yeah. Oh, I already know this.
I mean, like... What do you mean?
I already know this. Well,
pick your piece then. Let's see if it matches up.
No, you go first.
Okay. So per se, growing up and everything, I was a pretty hefty child.
Right? Okay.
So like the word, like small words such as like fat and anything like that would like low-key, like it'll hurt me, right? So like coming from that, it was just more I'm working on myself. But at the same time, it's just like the upcoming, as in like I would work on my self-confidence, get to know more people, generally talk. And like put myself out there per se, right? So from there on, I worked a certain, like, let's say a certain degree of confidence where I was just like, okay, if I'm gonna be that guy and I wanna be that guy, I'm gonna go for it, right? Cause I know I'm like, I'm socially aware. I generally could talk to like people that per se wouldn't have the same interest, but I could generally strike a conversation. So from there on, I was just like, okay, if I'm truly like wanna put myself out there, I'm gonna put myself out of the comfort zone. I'm gonna do what I know that wouldn't align with my like thoughts. I'm gonna just do something that's uncomfortable for me. And then ever since that happened like once or twice, it just went, it just kept going on.
Was it like a switch?
It was a switch for sure.
Interesting.
Because like beforehand, I would never thought I was myself like an extrovert per se. But like currently I am. But like back then, I was really for myself, keeping everything for myself, all my emotions and all that. But it's just like as time passed, I was just like, there came a time where I'm like, hey, I want to get myself known. I want to let people know I'm here. So, and I did it. That's the thing. But yeah, I want to hear, I was curious, what you think?
No, he definitely did do that. Because I remember, I went to elementary school with Alvin. I grew up with this guy. Mm-hmm. And the crazy thing was, Alvin was a bigger kid, you know? I was a small, tiny, scrawny kid. Alvin was the complete opposite of me. You know, he's on the taller end, heftier. But he was never, I would have said back then, as like an extrovert. He was always like more to himself. Obviously, like looking back, we can all say it was because of self-confidence issues. But
agreed.
Not issues, but like, you know. I feel like everyone, if you're a bigger, heftier kid, like you have self-confidence dilemmas. But I remember like after graduating, we didn't, you know, I went to a different middle school. He went to a different middle school. We like lost connection. And then I met up with him at the Y, like mall. And this motherfucker slimmed down. And I saw him and I was like, honestly, at first I didn't even recognize him. But he came up to me. He's like, yo, Aaron, like, what's up? I was like, who is this? I was like, it's Alvin. I was like, what the fuck,
bro? I do remember this.
What the fuck? When did this guy get handsome? What the fuck? No, deadass. I was like, damn, when did he get good looking? That's crazy. I think that's when I noticed like the shift in Alvin's self-confidence. Because when I saw him then, I was like, damn, like this motherfucker like really likes talking to people now. Like he came up to me and he was like, you know, striking up a conversation and saying all this shit. When I know beforehand, he would, you know, hide in the corner, maybe
do one of these and like
pretend to not know me. But I was like, damn, like this motherfucker really glowed up. He changed.
Not as facts.
And I think since middle school, like it's only improved. Like Alvin's been that way for a while, you know, and it's only gotten better. Like he's only gotten more and more social, which is very interesting to me.
Okay, would you per se the transition from private school to public school though was like not life changing, but it was more just like a starstruck type situation where you're just like, wow, this is different.
Yeah, for sure. So I guess backstory, the elementary school me and Alvin went to was a private school and there weren't that many kids. Like both of our graduating classes were probably around 10 or less.
Yeah.
Like it was a very small school. And I think, I'll speak first, but you can speak after this. Yeah. But like, yeah, going into middle school after, you know, going to a private school, I was like, damn, there are so many fucking kids, you know, like, it in our private school, like basically everyone was friends with each other. Mm-hmm. Obviously there were like people who were closer, but like everyone knew each other. Everyone knew each other's moms.
Yeah.
And like everything was super like tight knit. But then after I went to a public middle school, I was like, what the fuck? Like there's so many fucking people. And I felt like, I don't want to say lost, but I was like, I don't fucking know anyone. Like the fuck am I going to do?
Yeah.
But luckily our middle school is kind of racist, so like as long as you were a certain race, you got along with the other people in that race.
No, yeah. That's facts. You know what I'm saying? Like, there'd be an Asian group, a fucking Armenian group.
As long as you're fucking Asian in our middle school and high school, you got along with all the fucking other Asians. Like it didn't fucking matter, to be honest. So thankfully that happened. You know, so obviously I grew up with a lot of Asian people and like I just kind of clicked in that group. But I'm kind of curious how else he was.
Okay, so per se, you never thought you were lost per se, right? But there came a point when I first entered, like that whole transition of public to private school was new to me, obviously. So like when I first transitioned, I went to like a predominantly white school. Okay, but like basically I didn't know what I was coming into. So like first week of high school was just like, I didn't make any friends. I was just by myself with like, sure, a couple of my elementary school friends went to the same high school as me. So we clicked it. But like from there on, I was just more like, oh, like who, like our audience, we never knew per se what to say, or it was more just like, oh, how would I get along with them, right? So you would have to find the missing pieces. So like obviously at the end of the day, like as first week rolled by, I found my group. But do you know what the fucked up thing was? The first group I've ever hung out with in public school ended up talking shit about me in Korean.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah. And like coming from me, I'm Korean, but like I didn't know how to read it at the time. And like as time passed by,
he's supposed to know how to read.
Okay, I'm not the strongest in that time, but like as time passed, like when it came to that, I remember going back as I took Korean classes. I read back on our messages. I remember they calling me straight up like, "Oh, you're so fat. No one likes you. Like damn. You're nobody without us."
You weren't even fat then, though.
Oh, middle school, bro. I was pretty big.
You saw him after the glow up, bro.
Like my
after the glow up was middle school though. No, middle school.
So my glow. We met sophomore year, or when I reconnected with you.
That was sophomore year of high school?
Yeah. Because I remember straight up, because that's when I really got into basketball per se. That's when I was in the team. So that's when I genuinely like took responsibility and then lost weight, all of that, just to get in shape for the season. So like before that, like during middle school, the transition and everything, it was just like, damn, people really see me that way, right? So I worked on myself. I dropped them. And I was just like, I was in a whole new world. I was just like, what am I per se, or just like how do I want to get myself out there, right? So from there on, I remember working on myself, building up the tolerance per se, the confidence and everything, just to like put myself out there, talk to everyone. If we didn't mesh up, then just like, all right, whatever, move on to the next. And from there on, I would meet the people I would per se mess with, and I would like completely vibe with. And then from there on, we've been like, even till this day, we've been a click from there on. So I mean, the transition wasn't easy per se. Obviously, like I had that mental block of just like those words that would always terrify slash haunt me. But like I came through it, obviously. And then I want to say, if it wasn't for that, I don't think I would have ever grown out of my shell.
I do have a question. How did you build up that confidence though?
So there came a day
asking
where
for a friend. Yeah, asking for a friend.
So there came a day where it was like, by all means, body shaming, it's not a thing. But like there came to a point where I was just like, people only see me in that way, right? So from there, I was just like, okay, if they're gonna see me that way, I'm gonna work on myself. And then from there on, I worked on myself, it gradually calibrated and all that. And I was just like, okay, but if you guys per se have these sort of passions, I would meet the people that would have my passions. And from there on, I would just intermingle, just vibe with them, and then just eventually just branch out. Honestly.
So you'd find for common ground and then you build yourself
up.
Yeah.
From there on, it's just like, if I vibe with you, I vibe with you. If I don't, I don't rock with you. You know?
I get that.
But yeah. Meaning my boy Aaron, fame one. I remember seeing his face. He was so like, yo, who is this guy? This guy used to be a fat motherfucker, dude. Like, what happened? Who ruined his life? I remember seeing that. I was like, oh shit.
But yeah. Nah, I didn't know you were big. And
bro, I was a big
ass. I was a bit of a chunky boy.
I remember because I was like, I was more in that field. I was like, people would think I was a mix because I was so dark toned. Because oh, I would only play. I played soccer growing up. I eventually moved on to basketball. So from there, people would look at me and be like, "Oh, what nationality are you?" I'm like, "Oh, I'm Korean." They're like, "Oh, really? I thought you were like low key." They're just like, "I thought you were a straight up Filipino." I look at them. I'm just like, oh shit, damn. I mean, like, nothing wrong with them. I'm just like, wow. That there like came to a point where I'm just like, huh, so you guys genuinely think that way. Yeah. Right, I was like low-key lost, but at the same time, like, it is what it is.
You know what I like about a smaller private school though?
What?
It's the fact that, like, you know, if you see a shy, quote-unquote, heftier kid in high school, and you don't know anything about him, like, you're going to automatically assume he's, like, a loser. Valid, I feel like that's just how high school works.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you look at the football jocks and you think they're cool. You look at the heftier, shy kids and you think they're losers, right?
Yeah.
But I like private, smaller schools because the stereotypes don't exist. Because everyone knows each other already. Mm. So it doesn't matter if you're shy or hefty. Yeah. If, like, everyone fucks with you.
True.
So like, it didn't really fucking matter.
It didn't matter how many Yu-Gi-Oh cards you had. I can't talk. But
no. Yu-Gi-Oh.
I was trying to say a joke, but fucking, I can't talk.
Yeah. No, but yeah, no one like at a smaller private school. There's not that room to judge because everyone already knows you.
I see.
Yeah. So that's I would say like Alvin definitely was a shy, or kid in elementary school, and he was on the heftier side. But it's not like people didn't like him, you know. People still liked him. He just happened to be
a little bit bigger of a kid and shy. But for sure, if it was public, like, I feel like that'd be a different story.
100%.
It's automatic. Like people are just fucking, like, you know, picking on him because it's easy. But at a private school where it's smaller, it's like, it's just easier to, like, make yourself, you know, be your true self.
I see. I mean, even from public to public, like, I was only in public school. Like, even in Rosemont, I was like, oh my God, there's so many fucking kids here. Like, I just didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Fuck, wait, did we ever tell them how we met? Did we ever tell them?
I don't know. I think maybe we can do it again. We can do it again. It's fine. I don't think we did.
I don't think we did.
I don't think you guys did.
I don't think we did, to be honest.
Oh.
I'm curious.
The way I met AJ is probably the funniest ways I've ever met someone in my life. And, you know, like, coming from a private school and shit, like, I didn't really know this is how you meet people. So when this happened to me, I was like, what the fuck is going on? Anyways, me and AJ had the same PE class, seventh grade. What was it, fifth period?
Fifth period, yes.
We had fifth period PE together. Love. Yeah. And, you know, off the bat, like, we just got along. Like, we clicked. Like, we'd always, like, clown on each other. We had, like, inside jokes and shit. But to me, it was like, you know, oh, this is, like, my PE friend. You know, like, this is my friend just in PE. Like, it's fine. You know, this is fun. I'm having a good time. Like, I get to PE. I'm excited to see AJ. I'm like, yo, let's fuck around together, you know? Just for PE, you know? Just fucking around just for PE. No, it was fourth period.
Oh, sorry, fourth period. Right before lunch.
Yeah, exactly.
Right before lunch.
That's a crucial point of the story. It was before lunch. Fourth period before lunch. So, you know, like, a couple months go by, and, you know, I was like, oh, like, this guy's dope. Like, just as a PE friend, you know? Like, I was like, this is cool. And then every time, because fourth period was right before lunch. So, like, after fourth period, like, everyone goes to lunch. I'd go to my friends. AJ would go to his friends. And it'd be like, you know, whatever. Like, you know, we were PE friends. It was cool. And then one day, fourth period bell rings. And I see, like, someone slowly trailing me. I was like, what the fuck? Like, why do I feel like someone's following me? And it's AJ. AJ's following me after fourth period. And, like, we're going to lunch. I'm like, okay. Like, I guess. AJ's following me. And I go to my friends, you know, I'm, like, getting ready to sit down. And then AJ just goes with my friends. And then he's eating lunch with us. And I was like, cool. Like, yo, cool. Like, my PE friend. Like, I'll introduce my PE friend to my other friends. I'm like, yo, like, hey, this is AJ. Everyone probably knows each other, but I was like, yo, this is AJ. And then after that, you know, we kind of just started kicking it. But that's how it started.
Damn.
He fucking forced his way.
I
never
do that. I want to hear from your perspective.
All right, because, like, I... In elementary school, I used to hang out with the white boys, which is fine. I don't. It's nothing
wrong
with that.
Of course.
Who cares? But I don't know. There was at a certain point, it became like, I don't know. I just didn't feel like I clicked with them for some reason. Or I'd always look over at the Asian section and I'd be like, oh, they look like they're having so much fun.
Bro.
And I just wasn't having that much fun in my area. You know, I had fun with my elementary school friends, but, you know, I feel like they were changing a little bit, and I was like, I don't know. And then I was like, Aaron's Asian. I'm Asian. Let me see what's up. I mean, like, I was shy back then. I'm still shy, but, like, I was shy back then, and I was like, I'm not going to ask him to hang out with him, but I'm just like, let me just follow him. And then I followed him, and then I was like, well, let me just prop myself down here a little bit. And then everyone was having a good time, and I was like, I didn't know anyone's name. I was like, yeah. Like, yeah, dude, yeah, Maple. I never played Maple, but yeah. Like, and then, you know, they welcomed me with open arms, and I was like, this is lit. Like, fuck it. I'm down. I'll just stay here. And
that's cool.
Yeah, that was my...
That's a really cute story.
Yeah, I guess. That was my introduction to the whole Asian squad, I guess.
I feel like that it's like, you know, you can say shit about being in an Asian bubble, but I think the pro is, like, you know, as long as you're Asian, like, they'll accept you. Yeah. That's the same thing that happened to me. I went to a different elementary school from everyone. Mm-hmm. They didn't even know what my elementary school was. They're like, oh, you're Asian? Fuck it. Like,
yeah.
Just fucking chill. You know, it was cool.
Yeah. But, I mean, our area was like heavily Korean based. I'm not even Korean. It was just the fact that I'm Asian. It's like, fuck it.
Yeah. Literally.
I don't give a fuck. Yeah.
Yeah. We had no like, oh, you're fucking this type of Asian.
Yeah. Nah. Yeah.
It was just, you know what? If you're Asian, we got to gang up against army. we'll take all the help we can get, bro. As long as you're Asian, bro, fucking come here.
If there's a food fight that breaks out, we need more.
No, straight up. I never thought about that way. Because I was just, or like LCHS per se was the same way. Like essentially, if you were Asian, they'd rock with you. With
yeah,
open arms. I see. Like that's crazy to me, honestly. I never thought of it like that.
Yeah. For those who don't know, like we went to the middle class high school.
The flies on the camera. Oh. You see that?
No, I do.
It's on the screen.
Okay. But we went to the middle class high school.
What you trying to say?
Yep. And so,
wait. Me, AJ, and Ben went to the middle class
high school.
Okay. High school.
Okay. You know, like well off, but not like we're not poor, obviously. But like,
but we're not filthy rich.
We're not filthy rich.
I don't know. Well, you guys were like pretty wealthy. I was not.
I mean, to be realistic, decent. Yeah, well off. Well yeah, off. We were well off. Well off. And then, there's no denying it. Like, well off. But, like, you know, there's like a large, there's a
range. Has a spectrum, you know?
There's
a
range.
If you're up the hill, you're rich. If you're on the bottom of the hill, you're poor. And I was unfortunately at the bottom.
Well, I mean, it's still middle class, though. You weren't like starving.
Still, yeah, it's still middle class, but I was just, you know.
Yeah.
Middle class or lower middle class. Ben is butt rich.
No, I'm not, bro.
Okay, Ben, the thing is,
I drive a Honda Fit.
Shut up. That's because your dumbass didn't study in college. But anyways, Ben's house. So like, you know, everyone's house in La Crescent, it's a small town. It's fairly easy to get to. Like even AJ's house, who like, you know, is still like up the hill. It's still fairly easy to get to. Ben's house, the holy fuck, dude. We literally call that shit Narnia. Yeah. And no one wants to drive there because it's so far up La Crescent. And we're like, dude, fuck no. But that's how you know you got that money, bro.
Yeah, the higher up you are, it's like King of the Hill. Like, the higher up you are, the more money you have.
Dude, I'm so close to that border of Tahunga, though.
No, shut up. But you know what's even crazier? La Cañada money.
Yeah.
Which is where Alvin grew up in.
Okay, sure. There's always those people that were just like, oh, shit, money buys everything, right? And like, I didn't necessarily rock that way because I felt like when it came to La Cañada, I was per se in the pit of Aaron. I never lived per se like all the way up like the hills and type.
$2 million.
Bro, why?
$2 million.
Bro, okay, that's cap. It wasn't $2 million.
It was $2 million because I remember you called me and you were like, yo, we're selling our house, bro. I was like, yo, what the fuck? How much money you made? He's like, $2 million. I was like, what the fuck?
Okay, whoa. Anyways.
I'm not gonna lie, your house is nice as fuck.
I'm not gonna lie. I lived nicely, right? But like the thing is, like, I hope you guys know, I don't flaunt it by all means.
You really don't.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, you don't.
Like, there's those people per se that came from my high school that will flaunt their money, like, oh, I'm the one that, like, my dad is the one that produced Frozen, per se. And I'm just like, that's crazy to me because I went to the same high school as Paul Walker's daughter, right?
That's wild.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, we had a decent amount of celebrities. So, like, but the thing is, like, I never knew about it per se until the following action per se, but like I don't know, La Cañada itself, low-key, like you have those people where they don't flaunt their money and you have those people that like they rave about it. They're just more just like, yeah, I have this, you want to be friends, which is kind of weird to me,
more superficial.
Exactly. So like when it came to that per se, like I'm telling you right now, like maybe 30% of La Cañada is like pushed that way. But obviously, there are those people that are humble, right? There's people that are humble and wouldn't necessarily rock that way. But the thing is, like, you guys say that, but, like, what? We're, like, what, 5 minutes away from each other?
Yeah, I mean, La Crescent and La Cañada, it's a well-off area overall.
I met some La Crescent people that are well-off more than me.
It's just low. And I don't know.
I don't think so.
No.
I think the general trend is that La Crescent is
low. I think, like, even though distance-wise they're close, like, the housing, like, the real estate is so different.
Dude, yeah. Okay, we can agree. You go across that border, you see fucking mansions.
You see mansions.
Okay, that's it's like, yo, it's after Ocean View.
Mansion.
Yeah.
Right after Ocean View is when La Cañada starts.
Right after Ocean View is when you get the big houses, and you're like, damn, this is money.
I didn't live in no mansion per se.
You didn't live in a mansion. You had a mansion.
Nice house. By all means, I lived in a nice place. I was living comfortable, right? But like compared to the other motherfuckers.
No, but that's what you're comparing it to, bro. But that's
exactly. Like, so essentially what I'm saying right now is like I wasn't per se the top 1% of La Cañada.
No, we're not saying you are. We're just saying La Cañada in general.
In general as a whole.
Compared to La Crescenta.
Okay.
It's just way more well off than
La Okay.
Yeah. I mean, if you compare La Crescenta and La Cañada compared to the rest of LA.
Oh, yeah, we're fucking rich.
Yeah, yeah, we're all rich.
I mean, of course. Like, but, like, at the same off, like, I don't know. La Cañada for sure was different, but at the same time, I was just like, I don't know. I never knew if you ever justified me as if, like, oh, this motherfucker's well off.
Nah, growing up, dude, I had no idea.
I mean, of course.
I was like, oh, he has a big house.
Yeah. We're all blindsided, right?
Yeah, we don't think about those.
Exactly. But, like, I want to say, like, as we were deep in high school, did you ever think, like, whoa, Alvin's fucking well off?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, really? Yeah. I never thought that.
Nah, bro. Okay. I feel like in middle school, you don't really know. I think in high school, you start to realize that people who live, at least for me, this is when I realized, like, after I started talking to my parents about money and, like, how much they pay for a house and shit. Like, people who live in La Cañada, like, they can afford those houses for a reason. Like, It doesn't matter if it's big or small. If it's in La Cañada, like, it's more often than not over $1 million. It's a nice house.
Yeah, I already knew, like, if you went to La Cañada, you probably had some sort of money.
Yeah, you had some sort of money. Whether it be old money, new money, it doesn't fucking matter. Like, you had some sort of money to afford to live, not even in a big house, but just in that neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, past Ocean View, you know you got money. I think that's when I realized, because I didn't really know growing up, right? I was just like, oh, Alvin has a big house. That's cool. But then in high school, and I started to like understand a little bit more about like, you know, money and like houses and stuff. I was like, oh, okay. Like Alvin lives in La Cañada because
he's
had more money growing up.
Okay.
Yeah. But, which is not a bad thing. I'm not saying you're like stupid rich, like fucking Liz, but like, hey, shout out Liz though. Her house is fucking nice. But yeah, I would say honestly the difference between La Cañada and La Crescenta is pretty big.
Okay, I can get where you're coming from that, honestly. But like, as of like someone coming from like, I wouldn't say I was the bottom per se of La Cañada, but like when I came to like going over my homies' houses, everyone else's houses I've been to, I just want to say, bro, they're different compared to my own crib.
Oh no, for sure. I can imagine
how different.
No, I can imagine how, like, if you grew up in La Cañada, because I know your house and I know Liz's house.
Exactly.
Of course, if I was you and I went to Liz's house, I'd be like,
new world.
I'd be like, I'm poor.
Not straight up.
Compared to her, you know?
Honestly. But
I think if you compare the La Cañada average versus the La Crescenta average, you know?
There's just a there's a wider range in La Crescenta.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there's some rich people, obviously.
Right, of course.
But then there's obviously people, less well off. Mm-hmm. But then in La Cañada, it's like, baseline, I want to say everyone's like decently well off.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, I agree with you with that.
Yeah.
And I never per se thought of it like that till outside of high school. I never thought I was like financial, like, oh, this person's more independent per se towards me compared to me. But I was just never per se like, oh, if they're in lower class per se, I never was just like, oh, I'm better than them per se. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the thing with me is like, it's always leveled out. If I vibe with you, I vibe with you at the end, by all means.
Yeah, so like growing up in La Crescenta, like me, AJ, and Ben, like something I can say for all of us is like we all grew up thinking like, you know, kids from La Cañada, which is where Alvin was from, like they're all spoiled, like they're all fucking annoying, like they just like to have money and like flaunt it. That was like well known by everyone.
In CVS.
In CV, like literally everyone.
Yeah. Maybe not. Maybe. Wait, what?
CVS.
Oh, in CVS? Yeah, sorry. No, CVS.
CVS.
Comma, yeah. Yes.
CVS. Yeah.
Like everyone in our neighborhood, that's just how everybody thought about La Cañada kids. But I wonder, like, what did you guys think about us? Like, what was the stereotype?
So, okay, for the stereotype for CV, it was more just like, we didn't really have a necessary stereotype against you guys, but when it came to like sports, like, you know how like you guys per se, your guys' rival was like, what, Arcadia?
Yeah.
Right? But LLC would always think of it as CV.
Oh, your rival was CV?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, no, straight up. So like whenever we go against you guys in per se like basketball or like football, we'd have a whole fucking like assembly. Be like,
interesting.
Take down the Falcons, like type stuff.
Wow.
Like, we would have, like, straight up banners saying, take down the Falcons and all that cringe shit. God, but, like, damn, we wouldn't necessarily say, like, oh, these guys are, like, but we never had, like, a saying where, like, oh, fuck the CD guys. We were more just, like, hey, let's fuck them up in this sport. Let's show them where we at. So, we never had, like, we never objectified you guys, right? We'd always just be, like, oh, we're better than them, in, like, per se, like, in sports. Like, sure, they could talk about all this, but we're better than this.
That's because they couldn't talk shit about us.
Yeah. Hey, but like, okay, our football team, like, low key trash.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, your football team. Outside of trash. Football, I'm just saying we were dogs. When it came to other sports,
golf, you were better than us, yeah.
Yeah, because they got money.
Not that anyone gave a shit about golf. Yeah,
yeah. But it's because they got money.
Yeah, they had money.
They had the
yeah.
nice clubs, bro.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
You had anyway. Your own country club to practice. Yeah.
There, we go. There we go. There we go. That's what it is.
We had to travel somewhere else to get up.
Because, like, one of my homies, David, he was just like, oh, yeah, whenever we were versus TV in golf, we would just clown. They're just like, yeah, like, because, like, CV's a joke.
Yeah, we are a joke. Yeah.
He, like, when it comes to golf, CV is straight up, like, they're just people we see as if, like, practice.
Yeah.
Because, like, think about it, like, golf is, like, it's a per se a highland sport.
It's a rich right? sport.
Straight up.
Yeah.
So, like, I guess you saying this now, that never came to me, but, like, them saying that now, it was just, like, wow. These motherfuckers acted as if they were, like, high-end shit compared to others. Just because of their social background and everything. So, like, coming from that, it was just like, bro. We never, like, yeah, the only sport we took you guys seriously in or, like, per se, like, talk shit about is, like, football. But the thing is, like, I don't even know. We were in, like, Division 9 or type shit. I didn't even know that was a division.
Yeah, bro, we're just better at the broke sports.
Yeah. Well, I won't lie.
Fucking hustlers, bro.
The people on the golf team were also, like, just dumb as shit. So, like, it's not just the wealth thing.
Yeah, because CV golf is, like...
It's a joke. You just do it so you don't do PE.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, it's no, not you know why, though? It's because no one had money enough to take golf seriously.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Everyone took golf. Honestly, golf and tennis were the two sports which is, quote-unquote, like, the higher-end sports.
Yeah. You
know, it's, like, more rich money sports.
Right, right.
Everyone I see was like, yo, fuck that shit. I'm going to play some hoodlum shit.
Yeah.
let me join the football team, like AJ, freshman year.
Yeah, I did join the football team.
Did you guys ever have a phase of that, though?
Nah.
Well, there was... AJ did. What?
You joined the football team.
Yeah.
Yeah, freshman year.
Yeah, just because I didn't want to do PE.
Oh, well, so the scapegoat.
It wasn't... I don't know. I joined football, I think.
Everyone else is doing it.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Probably.
But that's because that's that CV, you know, broke boy mentality.
Yeah.
it's not like everyone's running to do golf, you know?
Yeah, well, I knew in my head, though, like that summer before I even started football, I was going to play golf. But the golf starts in spring. So then it was either I played, not played, I either did PE for a semester or do football.
And you guys were different than us then. Because, like, if you, per se, played a spring sport, you would have that whole semester free time.
Yeah. It's because you guys spend money. To, like,
No. It's the same for us. It's just we try out in spring. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't on the team at that point.
Oh, okay.
But like in fall, after I got on the team, I would never do. I didn't have to do. So I just basically had a free 6 period.
Oh, okay. So you had a free 6. So you didn't have to necessarily take PE.
Yeah. After I joined the team.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But other than that. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I do remember, though, I never went to football games except that one we went to for CAF.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Was it at Glendale?
Yeah, it was at Glendale because we don't have a fucking home. That's how broke we are. We don't have a fucking...
Yeah, we can't afford one, dude.
Why'd I say this?
We had a football field, but it was trash. We didn't play our football games at our field.
Because, like, bro, I remember that.
But we had a football game. Or anyways, but, like, I know, like, one time we were facing La Cañada for a football game, and Oh, I don't know, but it was just funny because someone was saying like we all dressed like we were homeless or something to like show that, like to pretend we were like poor or some shit like that.
Like I said, there's those 10% motherfuckers that act is spoiled and would talk about it on it. But I want to say the high school I came from is not like that always. You know what I'm saying?
That's why we rock with you. Like, okay, honestly,
I appreciate that. But like, sure, lucky y'all does just. There was so many spoiled ass motherfuckers. Yeah. But when it came to like that percentage, everyone was chilling. And obviously there was like 5% of people going like, these guys look homeless and all that type shit.
That's facts. Like, honestly, nobody gives a fuck about the people who don't say shit. It's the people who say shit that's wrong. That
exactly.
creates that stereotype.
Exactly. Because I remember I went to that game too, the CIF, and I was on CV side. I remember sitting with a couple of my homies.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I remember because I looked at them. I was like, oh, when this half ends, it's going in and out. That's great. Because it was already a shit show from there. Steve was rocking us.
All right, enough high school. I feel like we talk about high school.
Yeah, we talk about high school.
We're way out of high school to be talking about high school, bro.
Agreed, agreed. Yeah.
Now let's talk about college.
Yeah, freshman year. So when I was at Berkeley junior year, Alvin was very excited to come visit me often. You know, I totally get it. NorCal's dope, especially going up SoCal. It's a very different place. Alvin was very excited to come visit me, and I was excited to see Alvin. You know, I was like, yo, like my homie's trying to come visit me. That's dope. Comes, visits me. And then, you know, I met a decent amount of people like when I got there, you know, it was like, it was cool. And then he came to visit me one night and I took him to this party, you know, I was like, yo, we're having a Casa party. Like it was just staff only too. It wasn't like a random party. Yeah. It was like just staff. So it's like probably 20-ish people. But I was like, hey, my homie from like my hometown is visiting, like he's gonna come through. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. So he comes through, and you know, I'm trying to have him have a good time, so I'm like, you know, giving him milk and shit. Like, everyone's fucked up, everyone's drinking. This one girl, she'll go unnamed. She follows this, but she'll go unnamed. But you know, she's chatting up with Alvin. I was like, oh, okay, good for him, bro. This is dope. And then, you know, they're just talking casually all night. And then for some reason, like we all ended up in the bathroom, like me, her, the girl I'm talking about, Alvin, and a couple of my other friends. There's like 5 or 6 people in the bathroom. And then this girl still like chatting up with Alvin, was like, oh no, Alvin was like, oh, like, do you remember my name? And then she's like struggling, like, Andrew, and then as she's about to say Alvin, she just macks on his lips, like she lunges for his lips, and then I literally, like, I was so fucked up, but I sobered up real quick. I was like, what the fuck? Like, that's how flirting works? Like, that, how did that work? You know, like, just like and I was like, what the fuck, bro? Like, if I did that, I'm getting a fucking case.
Yeah,
like, you know, like, what the fuck? And then, you know, Alvin pulled back a little bit. But then she like re-entered and he's like, yeah, fuck it. And this motherfucker macking now. And then the 4 of us in the bathroom were just like looking at each other like, what the fuck do we do? So we all just booked it out of the bathroom. And they're still in the bathroom for cool, like, I don't know, like 30 seconds or something. And then they come out. I was like, all right, like, cool. Alvin got his quick little makeout session. Like, you know, he's visiting, bro. He's not going to see these people ever again. Like, fuck it. Like, do you, bro? And then afterwards, you know, he was trying to go back to her place. And Alvin's very fucked up at this point, too. And I was like, bro, like, come with me, bro. And I was like, dude, no. Like, if you're trying to, this is what I said, but I was like, if you're trying to get it in, like, I'm not going to come. He's like, nah, bro, it's not like that, bro. And I'm like, bro, come on, bro. Be real with me. And you know what he said? This motherfucker said, hey, the more the merrier. I was like, first of all, what the fuck does that mean, bro? You trying to threesome? Second of all, I'm okay, dude. I'm good. But he kept saying that. He repeated that the whole night. The more the merrier. And I was like, okay, I guess he's not trying to pipe. He's just trying to have a good time. So me and my other homie and then Alvin and the girl all go back to her place. And I was chilling. I was like, okay, like, I guess we're going to drink more as a 4. It was 4 people total. Like, okay, we'll just chill and like drink more, because I was like, okay, Alvin's not trying to pipe. Like, he's just trying to have a good time, I guess. And then them two like go into the hallway, and context, like, Berkeley apartments are fucking small. Like, they're tiny. So they go into the hallway, and then me and my homegirl are just like looking at each other like, oh, that's sus. And then we hear in the fucking hallway. And then we look at each other like, what the fuck is going on? So we just leave. We just dip. And I was like, Alvin, like, I'm sorry, bro. Like, I'm going to bed, man. Like, cause he was staying at my place and I had the keys. But I was like, yeah, I'm going to bed, bro. Like, I can't stay up until you come back, cause God knows when that's gonna, you know, fucking happen. So I go to bed. And then, you know, it was a late night out. We probably went home at like 5 or 6 or whatever. This motherfucker's calling me out at 9 a.m. And I didn't know he was calling me until like fucking 1 or 2 because that's when I woke up. But I see like 20 missed calls.
Bro.
And I'm like, shit. I fucked up. But I didn't fuck up. Fuck Alvin. That's just, but I was like, damn, I feel bad, bro. This motherfucker, I don't know what he was doing between fucking 9 and like 1 or 2. Like, I just wasn't picking up. But yeah.
No, I remember this because like literally like that whole story, like us talking and everything, it literally went from 0 to 100. I remember just catching up with Aaron and the people he was with. I was just talking with them, and then all of a sudden, it just happened. And at that state, like, I was pretty intoxicated. So I was just like, it took me a minute to process, but I was just like, yo, I remember coming out of that restroom, looking at Aaron, I'm just like, hey, what the fuck just happened? I remember Aaron dapping me up and everything going like, you to you, my guy. And from there, I'm just like, I don't know if I rocked with it. And I remember just as time passed, alcohol hit, all that, right? I looked at Aaron. I'm just like, yo, what is happening? And then all of a sudden, I remember that girl telling me like, hey, you want to go back to my place? I remember looking at Aaron. I'm just like, you want to come with? And then from there, Aaron being the homie he is, he walked up back with me back to her apartment and everything. We were all just talking casually. We drank a bit more, having a good time and all. But as Aaron said, he heard all the noises. One thing led to another. And I eventually, when everything ended, I remember looking back, I'm like, where's my boy? I remember, where's my boy? I sent him a little text. I'm just like, yo, I'm trying to stay at your place, honestly.
Bro, he kept saying that. He's like, nah, bro, I'm trying to sleep at your house. I'm like, bitch, then stop fucking making out with this chick. I'm trying to get with you, bro.
Okay, no, I remember that. I remember sending Aaron the text like, you still awake? It was like, I should you know, it was like at 5, 6 a.m. Yeah, I know that this guy is ready, lights out. I remember the next day, like, I ended up staying at her place, did what it did. But I remember texting Aaron as soon as I woke up, because, like, I'm a really light sleeper. I remember waking up to, like, some, like, traffic cleaner or something. I remember waking up at 9 a.m., broad daylight. It's just me, and I remember I just woke up. I grabbed my phone immediately. I'm just like, hey, you awake? Sign me your keys, because I'm trying to get in. He's just like, no answer for the next 2-3 hours. I'm just like, fuck. So I try to play it off. I'm trying to just knock the fuck out again. Hardest thing. I remember her waking up that same time, like maybe an hour later. And then we were just talking, but it was awkward as fuck. Bro, I remember in my head, I'm just like, Aaron, please respond. Like, please just save me. Be that angel, man. Like, time passed by. She's like, oh yeah, I'm going to a concert later on, like, haha, like, do you want to come with? And I'm just like, Aaron, where the fuck are you? I remember looking at my phone, I'm looking down, I'm just like, yo, like, fucking respond, dude. And I remember that phone, I'm just like, oh, he responded. I remember looking at my phone, I'm like, oh, I clicked. I'm just like, I'm out. My boy got me. But like, that whole night in itself was a story. Because that was my first time visiting Aaron. So like, I literally honestly made the most of it, but oh my god, let me tell you, this guy still mentions it. That's
it was
a crazy
funny
thing.
Night. It was a funny night.
But I'm not against like things happened. I'm not like per se like, oh, I regret it, right? Because yeah. It was a time. It's a story that could be told on part. But like, it was a time.
Yeah, and I think part two of that is, you know, Alvin would frequent Berkeley. You know, like I was going there, and like, you know, he's trying to have a good time. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, bro, come through whenever. So he's come through often, like after that. Mm-hmm. And then he eventually came through often enough to meet his ex, who went to Berkeley, which was one of my friends. So they like got to know each other. And I was like, okay, that's dope. Like, that's cool. Like, I like her. I like him. Like, it's cool. But the thing that fucked with me was he'd be like, after they got together, he'd be like, yo, I'm trying to come visit you. I'm like, bitch, you're not trying to come visit me, bro.
It's not me.
Yeah, you're trying to come visit your fucking girl. Like, let's just be, come on, let me finish first and then I'll let you go.
Yeah.
But like, I was like, dude, come on, you're trying to visit your girl, but that's fucking cap. And then, you know, obviously, you'd be like, nah, bro, like, I'm staying with you, bro. Like, I'm trying to come visit you. And I was like, all right, yeah, whatever. Anyways, he'd come over and then he'd come over and he'd obviously stay at my place, right?
Yeah.
But anytime he had fucking plans with her, you're like, nah, bro, I'm busy, bro, I'm sorry, I can't. The only time he'd hit me up was when she was busy. It's like, he'd call me out of nowhere. Like, I'm already doing some shit with, like, David, or I'm, like, at the gym or, like, studying or playing ball or something. He's like, "Ayo, you free?" And I'm like, "What, is Lauren busy?" He's like, "Nah, bro. Like, I'm trying to hang out with you, bro." I'm like, "All right, what's Lauren doing?" She's studying. I'm like, "Ah, you fucking bitch."
I remember I came with Gene when to Illenium.
Oh, yeah.
And then I didn't even realize. And then you were there, and I was Alvin's here. And then, like, you're with her, and I was like, when did he start dating someone here?
It literally happened out of nowhere. I remember this. So basically, coming off what Aaron said, like, sure, I would tell him that, like, "Yo, I'm trying to come through. Like, when are you free?" And he'd be like, "Are you trying to come through for me? Or, like, for, say, her?" In the back of my head, I'm just like, "Are you dumb?" But at the same time, I want to be that guy. So I'm just like, "For my boy."
Fuck that, you fucking dirty bastard.
I wanted him to own it.
Okay, but the thing is, like, you can't tell me this. Like, I did hang out with you, though.
Yeah, when she was on busy. The side.
Yeah.
You didn't answer my question. Okay, yeah, I mean, sure. Because basically the only time I could see her is per se when I visited, right? So, like, obviously, like, if I... Okay, but you have to remember that trip we went to Lake Tahoe.
Oh, that's facts. I'll give him that. Alvin's, unlike AJ, Alvin's, whoa, like, actually... I would say, like, actually, like a homie. Because...
What the fuck?
Because, so I was trying to go snowboarding, and... I just like snowboarding, you know. I'm always down to go snowboarding. So I was like, David, which was my roommate at the time, I was like, "David, let's fucking go." And David's down. I don't know how much he likes snowboarding, but he was down to go with me. And I was like, that's enough for me. I was like, he's down. And Alvin was visiting at the time. I was like, "Damn, Alvin, I really want you there too. Like, I don't want to go like just me and David. Like, I want another person there. It'd just be way more fun." To me personally, though, the main reason was like, David, although he's like a decent snowboarder, he's not the best. He's not as good as like me and you.
Yeah.
So I wanted someone else there to, like, you know, at least even it out a little bit so I can have fun, not just babysit.
Yeah.
It's like, "Alvin, please, like, bro, just come. Like, it'd be fun." And then the whole time he's like, "Nah, bro, like, Lauren's trying to hang out with me tomorrow." I'm like, fuck, bro. Like, god damn it. But then eventually he actually pulled through. Like, Alvin was actually like, "You know what? Like, she's mad at me, but I'm gonna go." I
remember this.
And then that's when I was like, "Damn, like, you a real one. That's tight." And then we ended up going. We had a great time. But I was like, "Damn, okay, Alvin. Like, I see you. That's a true day one. That's a homie move." And then, you know, had a great time. But yeah, so I'll give you that. You know, there were definitely some times.
I remember that per se because, like, Aaron was pressing me on this. Like, "Alvin, you said you came for me. Why aren't you going with me then?" I'm just like, it came across to me just like, because I've been a guy that was like, bros over hoes. That was like, for a while. Shout out to AJ. But anyways, like, I've always had that mindset. So, like, when Aaron, like, said that to me, it took a moment to, like, digest and everything. But there came to a point where I'm just like, huh. Sure, I'm spending all this time with my girl at the time. But, like, I never really had that moment with, like, the friends I'm living with or like currently living with, right? So I'm just like, why not, fuck it, I'm all about spontaneous shit. So I remember that happening and she got fucking heated. I remember she's like, "Oh, this, I thought you came here for me, like, you told me blah blah blah." I'm just like, sure, I said that, but like, I want to have my fun too, you know.
I respect that.
And then the funny thing, me and Aaron David, Aaron fucking forgot his keys in the goddamn car. That same night, I remember looking at him because I had plans that night with my girl. I remember looking at him just like, it is what it is.
Bro, you know what happened? So, fuck, man. This is probably my biggest L, but like, we went to like Tahoe and then, you know, I had my keys in my, you know, snow jacket the whole time. And then we get back to the car. And I was like, dude, I had a great ass time. I want to take a picture to remember this with my homies. And like, I had my trunk open at the time, like, because we're all taking off our like boots and shit. So I put my boots in my car, like everyone's putting their boots in their car. And I forgot I put my key in there, in the trunk. But I was like, yo, this picture gotta be fire. I wanna make sure the trunk's down. So I close the trunk. And then the guy takes a picture. I was like, yo, sick picture, thank you. And I was like, fuck, where the fuck are my keys? So I realized I left my keys in my fucking trunk. So I was like, fuck me. So I'm calling like AAA and like fucking all these fucking people to like get the fucking shit out of my car. But like, dude, there's like traffic. Like to and from fucking Berkeley. I don't fucking know. Like there's so much traffic going like wherever the fucking repair guy was to where we were. that I ended up sitting outside. So they went back in the lodge, like rightfully so. Like they don't need to be outside. Like it's not their fucking problem. They didn't make the mistake. I made the fucking mistake. So they went back to the lodge for like 2 fucking hours. And I was sitting outside in the snow. And the only reason was because I had no reception. There was no reception in the lodge. Was true. So I had to sit outside in the snow waiting for the guy to call me. So I would literally be freezing tits just like in my snow shit. I'd literally sit down in the snow just like this for 2 hours. I'm just sitting like, fuck, bro. Like, when the fuck is this guy coming? And then he finally picked up and then we got it fucking sorted. But then, like, you know, the resort's closed at like, what, 4 or 5?
Yeah.
We ended up going home at like 9. And then by the time we got home, it was like 12. I was like, dude, fuck, my bad, guys.
No, I remember this because I remember looking at David, which was the person that boarded with us. I remember looking at him just like, hey, you want to take turns like going outside and like talking with Aaron? Because I'm pretty sure he's lonely. Because it was like, it's been a minute. Me and David would talk about it. We were just like, yo, are we trying to like, per se, entertain Aaron for a bit? And I remember David giving me this look. He was like, you can go. I'm not. And I remember looking at David. I'm just like, oh, so it's like that. We're in it together. But I remember when we initially thought, I was just like, hey, you trying to go? He was talking like, oh, like, by all means, like, I'm down, but I just ordered food. And then he's just sitting there with his little chicken tenders and ketchup. I remember just munching. I'm just like, let me get some of that.
Damn, I didn't even know y'all ate, bro. I was starving out there. I was hungry as fuck. I didn't know y'all ate. That's crazy.
Yeah, to me. Heater everything. You're living. I remember we would just look at our phones. We'd be like, I don't know what Aaron's up to.
And the crazy thing was, I didn't have service out. Or no, I had service out there, but it was so shitty.
Yeah.
I would literally just sit there and do nothing.
Damn.
I just sat in the snow and did nothing.
That's fucking terrible.
That was one of the roughest like days for me. Because I like 2 hours just sitting in snow, just looking around, like doing nothing.
Right.
But it was, you know, I don't blame anyone because I fucked up. So the whole time I was thinking like, fuck me, like this is my fault, you know, I gotta take the L for this, like it's fine. So I was okay with it. I was like, you know what, if I'm gonna be fucking freezing tits, fuck it.
But that's always a memory we can look back on.
Yeah, that's true. That was a good memory. I literally have a picture of us like just smiling next to the car.
I remember casual. No, straight up.
Right before I locked myself up.
Fuck. That was fun.
Oh man, good times.
So Ben, you're a virgin.
Okay. I don't know why I left.
Okay. Nothing wrong.
Why are you laughing?
Nothing wrong with that.
That was fucked up of me. I didn't mean to fuck. Yeah, sorry.
Ben, you're a virgin.
Do I want to do this?
Why are you sighing? There's nothing wrong with that.
It's fine, dude.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There's a movie called 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Yeah, you're not 40.
That don't help me, dude.
You're 23. Fine.
Yeah, but Ben, like you haven't like you know been sexually with a girl, correct? Okay. Like, do you, at this point, like, you're 23. We're all 23. Everyone's 23 here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are you feeling more, not desperate, but, like, do you want to more than, like, your previous self? Or are you at the same level? You're just like, eh, like, fuck it. Like, it's whatever.
I'd say it's a little bit more. But, like, it's more. A little bit. But, like, at the same time, I don't like listening to peer pressure and all that shit.
Oh, so it's more because of peer pressure.
A little bit. Like, that's what is nudging me a little bit to, like, go out of my comfort zone.
But you don't have a desire naturally to just, like...
That's what I'm waiting for, bro. But I've been waiting all my life and it hasn't come.
No, but time on. You masturbate.
Sure.
With your hand.
What else,
right or left.
What else would so. I masturbate with?
No, but, like...
The wall.
He's like, AJ...
I grab AJ
when Aaron's asleep.
Yeah.
Ben texts me, he's like, you up?
Come right, in. Go, let's go.
Yeah.
No. If you don't answer, I go.
So you masturbate though?
Sure.
Don't you want to know what, like, you know, the real thing feels like?
At the same time, you've always said some shit like, dude, it ain't that good. And I've always heard that too.
Okay, but like, don't listen to me. Like, okay, that's just one person. Like,
it's different. It's still better than your hand. Sure. It's still better than your.
That's you. That's you.
For me, it's better than my hand.
Yeah, I don't know, dude.
I know for you, it's a little different, but for me, it's better than my hand.
The thing is, well, Ben, don't listen to me. But like, you plug your ears. Dude, sex is a workout.
Yeah, but
I'm not trying to hit the gym.
I know, but I like. I don't know. I like it. So. Yeah.
If you see the extent this man goes for a girl, you'd understand, bro.
Yeah, maybe if I was so satisfied with my hand, I might be like Ben. I'd be so low of not driving for girls that I would just not give a fuck. You don't care, like you're not.
I mean, I do a little bit, but like not that much.
But don't listen to the like, oh, it's so shitty. Like it's still good. It's not bad. There's nothing bad about it.
Did you never like per se have that sexual desire? You're never like
sometimes,
interested.
Sometimes I would, but like,
what would you do about it though? Sometimes
exactly.
I'll just think about it.
The hub. He goes to straight to the hub.
Top rated. No.
Hottest videos.
Not gonna cap. When those thoughts do go through my head, it always ends up like going into like something darker. So like,
are we unlocking something? Like,
No. Like, I'd say it'd loop back to like self confidence issue.
Oh,
Jesus! I thought he was about to say
something more serious.
So just more of the self confidence.
Yeah. Like it would just end up looping back to there. So like,
yeah, but don't you ever think like, you know, just fuck it?
I don't know where to go with that feeling of fuck it.
It's because per se you never tried. I feel like you never made that effort.
I mean, I 100% that. But like, I don't know. I feel like it's like a barrier you need to get over, and I never like reached that tipping point.
As long as you make steps towards that.
Exactly.
I think you know, you talking to whoever on the gram is a step towards that, because I don't think you've ever talked to someone like that really before. Oh, you have. Oh, we didn't know that.
Spill the tea.
Who have you talked to? You don't have to say a name. But like,
this was just in high school. Nothing happened in college.
In high school?
No.
What do you mean talking? What did you do?
Like, I mean, we just texted every day, and then like, she asked me out through text, and then I made up some bullshit excuse saying like, no, I said yes at first, and then like one day in, I was like, dude, I made a fucking mistake.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why did you think that?
I said yes because I felt bad.
Oh.
And then like I thought about it more, and I was like,
I mean, that's good, but I didn't know you talked to someone in high school.
It was weird. It was weird. I will say, she gave me a fucking card. Did I ever tell you about the time my parents were about to send me to boarding school?
I wish they did, but what?
Well, no, I didn't. They were about to send you to boarding school?
Yeah. My parents were saying like, I'm so fucking lazy. They're thinking about like shaking me off. No, it's valid. Damn. It's valid. But like, I did tell her that, and she gave me like a fucking card with like a handwritten note.
Dude,
and
that's
like
so
$100.
That's so sweet. Wow.
$100.
And then you said no to this chick?
I felt so bad.
You know what's crazy? Ben, I'm on your boat where like I've had those experiences in my life where I'm still like, nah, fuck that. If AJ, the thing with AJ is, as long as they have a pulse.
No, that's not true.
And they're female. He's
that's
like,
not true. In high school,
Michael's feral.
Hyperventilating.
Yeah, Michael's feral, bro.
In high school, there was. Remember, I'm not gonna say her name, but she said she liked me, and I was like, no.
Okay, but dude, if she's like writing him a handwritten letter and like giving him $100, bro, like that's way different. That's a different ball game, bro. You haven't had that.
I guess.
Yeah.
I just like having sex.
But like, nothing wrong with that.
But okay, yeah, okay. I mean, there's nothing wrong with what you did. I don't think.
No. The thing is, I took that 100.
Okay, that's a little fucked up. I would.
Yeah. I felt so fucked up. Like, no. I didn't know how to give it back to her because I felt like a dick if I give it back to her, and I just ended up hanging on to it and never doing anything with it.
So you have 100 ducks with you now?
I mean, it's still somewhere in my fucking drawer or some shit, or maybe I used it.
That's very sweet of her, though. I respect that.
No, 100%.
Yeah. Go her. That's cool.
Honestly. Girls, don't be afraid to shoot your shot, dude. Honestly.
Whoa. I didn't know this. I also didn't know you were about to go to boarding school.
Yeah. That would have been fucking weird.
Nice. Anyways,
what's up?
St. Clark.
Oh, I forgot which one, but all I was like, fuck this shit. I don't want to fucking... No. Actually, a little part of me was like, I'm going to get away from my parents.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. But at the same time, like, this is when I started kicking with you guys. I'm like, fuck, I'm going to have to leave them.
No. Oh. Okay. Yeah. So, like, the thing is, like, we've all had our fair amount of, like... Like, not per se, but, like, we've drank together, we've partied and all that, right? But I feel like whenever our main objective, whenever we go to, like, let's say a club or whatever, a social event, we want to get Ben to intermingle with a girl, right?
Oh, he's good.
The thing is, like...
Good transition.
The thing is, like, whenever, like, sure, we push you and all that, but, like, by all means... You do your own from when we push you, right? And the thing is, Ben, like, we see you vibing and dancing with someone, and it's mutual, right? But every time I see you do something, you end up looking at the guys. You never make that, per se, next step.
Where you're just like, fuck it, I'm going.
Yeah, you're just like, fuck it. Like, okay. Fuck all you guys. Like, by all means, we want you to do that.
All right. I told David this already, but, like, I've heard a lot of girls say, like, they want to fucking dance on their own without being fucking interrupted.
Of course.
Yeah, Ben. I want to try my best to like respect that.
No, respect it. No, is there any... Dude, there's one thing to be creepy and just start to touch them. That's a no. Like, don't do that.
Of course not.
There is no harm in asking.
Yeah, just ask.
There is no harm in asking, but you won't even ask.
At the same time, I know that getting asked sometimes is a buzzkill.
You can't think like that.
I fucking hate this guy. You can't say that.
I feel like if anything, they want that permission.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to be that random ass motherfucker that just like goes like arms out, just fucking doing whatever you want to do, right? Obviously, you have to lead into it.
Yeah, of course.
Like, sure, you get through step one, like, you guys are vibing, you guys are dancing, having a good time, but you never do anything afterwards, as in just like generally getting to like talk with her and everything.
All right, hear me out. I'm super blindsided, so I can't see that shit.
Right, but the thing is, we've told you sometimes, but you're just like, nah.
Okay. You told me after the fact.
Ben, but you can also just be like AJ and just like fuck it, fuck the signals, just ask.
Exactly.
Like AJ just asks. That's true. And like there's nothing wrong with that. Like if you want to ask, just fucking ask.
I'm not creepy about it.
You have balls about it. I respect
that. No, you just have to not give a fuck.
Exactly. It's not even creepy. It's the thing that I would respect about AJ's per se is like he asks, mm-hmm. right? They respect his
boundaries. AJ's very respectful about how he
AJ respects their boundaries, but it's more per se like, are they willing to? Mm. Right? I feel like you've never made it like that though.
Yeah, that's a different problem.
Straight up.
I mean,
you guys have different problems.
Yeah, I don't.
I get that.
You can't think, I don't think she'll like it. You just have to ask and hope that she does. But always ask.
Number one.
Right. Next time, Ben, when you look at us and I see you two vibing, I'm literally going to be like, if you don't ask this fucking chick, I'm going to fucking slap you.
Me too.
Y'all are gonna fucking line up, bro.
Yeah, we'll literally line up.
If we push, or not push, but like we see a girl eyeing you, present, we make the extra effort to push you in. If you don't make that effort to like do anything about it, I'm literally gonna look at you and dog you. But if you make that effort and you guys are vibing and all that, by all means, the boys are gonna let you go. You're gonna have your time of your life. You let us know what happens after that.
Yeah, by effort though, we mean ask.
Just ask. Don't.
We're all.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't be creepy.
We like consent.
Yeah. Just ask.
Of course.
Yeah. All right. That's a fair point.
So I was Portugal.
Okay. You're going back to this?
Yeah. Hey, it's been a week. I just want to update.
It's been a week. We're curious.
Yeah, we're curious. The fans are curious, bro.
That's facts.
It's good. It's going good. FaceTiming.
Oh, you moved on to FaceTiming. Or were you doing that before?
I mean, we were, but as much as I can.
Shit. Yeah, that's true. AJ will skip meals.
I literally, this might be a little too much, but like I'll be on my lunch break. And normally on my lunch break, I take my time and enjoy myself. Mm-hmm. But I'll eat. Now I'm like, I'm just going to shove the food in my face so I can FaceTime.
That's cute,
but it's honestly. Yeah.
I think this is me being honest. Okay. You ready?
Yeah. Okay.
Is she your girlfriend?
No.
Then I don't understand why you go this far when you don't even know.
I just like talking to her though.
Yeah, but you say that about
yeah, but
everyone at that time.
But I don't know. I just want to.
You like the company?
Yeah, I don't know. I find joy in it, I guess. I don't know.
I think that's a problem in itself, though.
Maybe I find too much joy.
I think AJ Roa as a person feels completion with a woman.
Maybe.
Yeah.
100%.
I'm not the only one who sees that, right?
No,
I don't. Okay. Thank you. Like, I feel like you feel whole when it's with a woman.
Okay.
Which is like, I'm gonna flat out say like, fucking fight me in the comments if you want to. Like, I don't give a fuck. This is what I believe. But like, as a person, not even a man, like a guy or a girl, you shouldn't need to feel whole by another person. You should feel whole by yourself.
Facts.
And then your significant other, but for you, the crazy thing is not even your significant other in this case, but like your significant other should like enhance that. Okay. But I feel like for you, it's like you feel whole with someone that's not even your significant other. It's just someone of the opposite gender, which I feel like is not good for you.
Yeah, that's valid.
Okay. I don't doubt that she's a good person. But I don't think you've seen enough good people.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah, valid. I'm not going to disagree with anything you're saying.
That's the thing, though, because I've seen your dating history. It's not like I'm not pulling this shit out of nowhere. I've seen you come back from dates. And like who you just message, you literally message, you have a shotgun approach. And then the people you go on dates with, you're like, fuck, like that shit was whack.
Yeah.
But I don't doubt that she's a good person. I'm sure she is. But just because you hit one doesn't mean there's not another one or yeah, an even better one.
I can't always just be like, oh, the grass is always greener everywhere.
Yeah, you can't, but especially if they're in Portugal. And
I know that. There's a big
stretch. I know. It's across the ocean.
I know.
Grass may be greener.
I know.
There's some nice grass here too, man. Like, you just haven't touched it yet.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, that's always the dilemma. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not like saying like she's my girlfriend. Like
her. Right.
Just, but there's potential.
Like I'm acting like it because like maybe like yeah. The what in if. My head, like what if, and I want to put the effort in. I don't know.
That's dude, you don't put the effort in until you know though.
That's fact.
Well, the thing is, AJ
would go through the effort in order to do that.
No, but I'm saying you don't do that.
Mm.
Like I know AJ, I know he does that, but I feel like that you're waiting to crash and burn.
See, if I learn, if I don't, whatever, but.
But if you heard this before, you don't have to learn the hard way.
Yeah, that's facts.
That's true. Yeah.
And look at Ben.
But I think that's something Ben naturally does, but that's also something I naturally do. That's something Alvin naturally does. We're all like very,
cautious.
I don't know if cautious is the right word, but we're all like, we know what we can do, you know?
Yeah.
We know what we can fucking get. Exactly. It's just like, someone's not up to our shit, we're not gonna fucking deal with it. Like, agreed. It's like on to the next.
Exactly.
I think that's something we all understand, but I think that's something where you don't quite understand yet.
But I mean, it's gotten better, but not as good as it can get.
You definitely got better.
It got better.
So you're not per se the type to be like, oh, I want to work on myself first before her. You want to make her happy before you.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm the complete opposite.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
That's valid though. I think that's like,
of course, everyone has their own way. Yeah. Right.
Going off that though, I feel like I'm still incomplete as a person. So like, I'm still trying to build myself up before.
No, but Ben, there's a limit. That see, I think me and Alvin are in a happy medium.
Yeah.
We know enough to work on ourselves, and we know what we can put out and what we can't put out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think honestly, I think me and Alvin are the neutral. Like, mm-hmm. we know what we can give and we can't give.
Agreed.
AJ is on one side, you're on the other side. You guys are complete fucking opposites. And like, both of your sides are good and bad in their own ways. But I feel like you guys need to meet in the middle. Like, your shit is bad because you're not doing enough to put yourself out there. Like, you have too many, like, you bog yourself down too much and think like you're such a shit human being for some fucking reason, like that you're just like, ah, bro, I'm not good enough for anyone. Like, fuck, I need to like work on myself for fuck 20 years before I put myself out there, which is toxic, you know? And then on AJ's side, it's just like, you know what? Fuck it. Like, I'm just going to fucking shotgun, like get anyone I can, like fuck it, which is, you know, like both are good and bad in their own ways. Like you like know your standards, but the thing is you're getting fucking zero experience. AJ's getting experience, but the thing is he doesn't like, he's not working on himself.
Fuck, those are some heavy hitters, bro.
They're heavy hitters, but like, you know, it's like,
that's real shit.
Yeah, it is real shit. It is real shit.
Respect it.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, it seems like your words went right over AJ's head.
No, he's just sad now. I know. I know he's just sad now. Yeah. He's like thinking about it and shit. He's like, fuck, am I fucking up? He's like, ah.
So basically, what coming back from what Aaron said or what you said, how's your necklace? How you approach someone? I remember hearing that and I'm just like, bro, what? Like that just in itself told me basically that you've never per se made the next push.
Right? No, deadass. That was the first time I was put on the spot like that. And I didn't know what the fuck
to
say.
No, but the thing is like putting like, sure, you're on that spot, but like it was different, no? You felt as if you had to say something in that moment, right?
Yeah,
sure,
yeah,
you,
yeah.
Like let's say you fumbled, right? Yeah. But like from there, it's a learning experience.
Deadass, right? Yeah.
So from there on, it's just you learn from it and you know what to say next on per se. Sure, it might not hit, but like you just keep shooting, right? And then coming back from like everything that you said, it aligned with me. It's all that small talk, honestly. Just generally getting to know the person, because like, you know me at clubs, I'm that guy, like, I'm not going to go to every girl. Like, yeah. I'm jumping with my boys, like, I'm dancing.
Yes, you're a vibe, bro. You're a vibe.
Dancing, I'm looking at everyone, seeing who's down to, like, join, like, just to, like, dance with us, right? And, like, let's say I see a certain female that's just, like, I see her eyeing, but at the same time, like, she doesn't want it. I will get them in. Like, that's me. Mm-hmm. I have that personality where I'm just, like, oh, I see, like, you're looking at us, but, like, I know you're not, like, per se, like, you're not down, but, like, I will make it my best to try to get you included.
That's what right? I love about you. Like, as an introvert, speaking for myself, like, you're that type to, like, try to include everybody you
exactly.
see.
Exactly. Yeah, in every social aspect, like, if an odd person is out, I will try to get them in.
Yeah.
Right? Because I hate when people are outside of the conversation. I hate when people are left alone.
Yeah.
And
that's just me. So, like, in the same setting, like, if I'm, like, generally, like, just vibing for the boys, just, like, doing myself, we all dancing, loving the music. I will see the people that are around us scoping, and they eye us, and I see them doing a little dance move. I'll drag them in, by all means.
Yeah.
And if I see them vibing, it's just game from there.
Off topic, Aaron, you too, though. Like, I'd say, like, you know I didn't vibe with the people I hung out with back in high school, but, like, you're the one who, like, reached out that hand and was like, yo, yo, just hang with us. Fucking, you're hanging out with whack-ass people. I fucking appreciate that, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I would, like, yeah, I mean, they were whack. Like,
you can't say otherwise, bro.
No, I just remember meeting you, and I was like, Ben's tight. Like, this guy's funny as fuck. Like, I don't see him around campus, though, like. Where the fuck is he hanging out? He's like, oh, I hang out with like XYZ. They were like, they were just known as like the wackest people. Like, dude, like, why do you hang out with them? He's like, dude, and Ben told me, he's like, honestly, like, I don't know who else to hang out with. Like, dude, just come with us.
Yeah.
And then from that day forward, like, Ben just came with us. And I was like, all right, sick. Like,
cool.
That's how Ben joined our squad. And I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
And now look at us. We're living together at 23.
Things happen for a reason.
It's fucking wild, bro.
Yeah. And you got anything to add, or you still in depresso mode?
In depresso mode.
Okay. I understand.
So basically, from what I'm hearing, I feel like AJ is like a hopeless romantic.
Mm.
Yeah, that's facts. I would say so.
But there's nothing wrong with
that. No, there's nothing. You're just Ted from that. Fucking How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
I never watched that shit.
Oh, never mind.
What?
Essentially, you're fucking
Ted.
That type shit. You know? Nothing wrong with that, though. Honestly.
Yeah. Maybe. Maybe I am.
AJ, it's always you first.
Yes.
The only time I would say it's maybe sometimes others first is family and friends.
Yes.
Agreed.
Yes. But you don't... No. Come on. Really understand that.
Yes,
family
yes,
and
yes,
friends,
yes.
Okay?
Yes, family. Okay? Family and friends. And then if you're married.
Yeah, if you're married, your wife.
The
your
family.
Yeah.
No, but yeah. I think it's always you first. But there are exceptions where family and friends come first too. Mm-hmm. Where you have to make necessary sacrifices.
Yes.
Facts.
And shit you don't want to do for your friends and family.
Yes.
That's just something you have to do. But it's never a girl you just met in Portugal. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You always got to bring it back to square one, dude.
I'm only saying that to make it clear.
Yeah.
I'm only saying it to make it clear. Like, it's like
a realist.
Yeah. I'm only saying it so you understand. You know, it's just like, again, I don't think there's no problem with you talking to a girl in Portugal. That's not the problem. The problem is you being so head over heels for something you don't know if it is going to work out. I think that's where the problem lies. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
I think when I start something,
your tunnel
vision? Yeah, you go on overdrive.
Yeah. And with anything though, anything. Not even just girls. I feel like with a lot of things.
I can see that. But I think with most things, it's okay. Unless it's like drugs. but I think the girls thing, it's... I wouldn't say it's necessarily a bad thing. Like in the long run, it's a bad thing. Short term, like it doesn't seem like a bad thing, but it is a bad thing. Like, you know, like... when you're compromising your own life to do stuff for her, it's a bad thing. You may not realize it, but it's a bad thing.
I see.
Yeah.
It's healthy in the moment, but later on it's going to become unhealthy.
Yeah, okay, exactly.
Okay.
Obviously, like if you have fucking nothing to do, it's like, yeah, fucking FaceTime, dude. What else are you going to do? But I think that's where all of us three can agree on. Ben, too much. You agree too much to this. So you got to tone it back a little bit. You got to... see, I think you guys need to have a one-on-one and then you learn from him.
And then we end up dating each other.
Perfect. Take home sex with another whole level.
Yeah. But yeah, Ben, you take this too extreme. So maybe you should have plugged your ears this whole time for them. Like, damn, I don't know. But you guys just really need to meet in the middle and then it'd be perfect.
That as I was listening to all this shit, I'm like, true.
Yeah,
true,
he's like, bro. True. Fuck yeah, bro. Fuck yeah. Yeah. But Ben takes it too much to heart. Too much.
Okay.
And we can wrap up, right?
This guy always wants to leave.
It's not even your own fucking podcast, bro. Fuck you.
Okay, keep going.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to be on another 4 hours, okay?
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good, though. Alvin, you're pretty good at this.
Yeah.
Dude, Alvin, you're really good.
He does his interview voice.
Yeah.
Per se.
Yeah. No, beginning, not.
I don't know. Per se.
Per se.
Yeah, no, beginning 100%. I caught myself too when in the back of my head, I'm just like, why the fuck am I taking this so seriously?
No.
Like, these are a bunch of my homies. Why am I taking it like
this? I feel like I'm in class with Alvin. Yeah. And the teacher just called him and he's like, oh, so passage 14 per se says this. But per se, I believe that.
Straight up. But like, as it got into it, I was just like, bro, these are my boys. Like,
don't worry. My first podcast, I was like, yo, hey.
Yeah, shit like that. Exactly. So why am I taking this seriously per se? It's just like... I remember.
It's fine.
You're good.
Yeah.
It gets better. It gets easier. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for having me on. It was fun.
All right. Thanks for watching episode, what is it, 18?
Mm-hmm.
18 of the Bello Boys podcast. Today we had the usual Nugget and special guest Alvin. We're not going to have a nickname for him yet, but we'll see if we come up with one next time he comes on. We'll try and have him on next time. But yeah, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. And if you watch this far, make sure you comment, Alvin gets poon. P-O-O-N.
Whatever.
Alvin gets poon. Also slide in his DMs. He's single, ladies.
And men.
Ladies and men. Anyways, yeah, thanks for watching. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. That's it for today. We'll see you guys next week. Peace.
All right.